This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. The temperature seems to be plunging here. I'm having issues with that. But I am coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. And this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, this narrative that Russia hacked the election. Nobody has exactly explained what it is they hacked, to my satisfaction. Did they hack the voting system? Did they hack your vote? Did they hack your brain? What did they hack? Nobody's told me that. But now there's a powerful counter-narrative out there, and it's coming from a guy named Craig Murray. He's the former UK ambassador to Uzbekistan, where he was a critic of the regime's human rights abuses and was recalled. And he is claiming, and he's claiming this via the UK Daily Mail, he personally received Clinton campaign emails in Washington, D.C. after they were leaked by disgusted whistleblowers and not hacked by Russia. Neither of the leaks came from the Russians, said Murray in an interview with DailyMail.com on Tuesday. The source had legal access to the information. The documents came from inside leaks, not hacks. Of course, his account contradicts directly the version of how thousands of Democratic emails were published before the election being advanced by U.S. intelligence. And when we say U.S. intelligence, we mean CIA. Now, expect this, of course, to be disputed by those who have a political interest in delegitimizing the Trump presidency, which is, a whole bunch of Democrats and Republicans. His leaks to WikiLeaks is well known, and while his account is likely to be seen as both unprovable and probably biased, it is also the first intervention by WikiLeaks since reports surfaced last week that the CIA believed Russia hacked the Clinton emails to help hound the election to Trump. And Murray is continuing to speak out. He said, if you set up a super surveillance state, hoovering up all the internet traffic of pretty well everybody, that is not just going to affect the ordinary people whom the elite despise. There's also going to be an awful lot of traffic intercepted from sleazy members of the elite connected to even the most senior politicians, revealing all of their corruption and idiosyncrasies. From people like John Podesta, to take an entirely random example, and once the super surveillance state has intercepted and stored all that highly incriminating material, you never know if some decent human being, some genuine patriot from within the security services is going to feel compelled to turn whistleblower. Then they might turn to help to as an entirely random example, Julian Assange. Then we get this from Zero Hedge, which confirms what the NSA executive who created the agency's mass surveillance program for digital information, who served as a senior technical director within the agency, who managed 6,000 NSA employees, the 36-year NSA veteran widely regarded as a legend within the agency, and the best ever analyst and code breaker who mapped out the Soviet command and control structure before anyone else knew how, and so predicted Soviet invasions before they happened, previously said the leaker was from U.S. intelligence services. Ann Murray confirmed to Washington's blog by email that Binney was on the mark. There's no way to know if this accounting is true. It is plausible. It does not rely on anonymous sources, however, as does the story that Russia is responsible. And FBI Director James Comey is not on board with the Russia story, which that doesn't mean a whole lot to me because it's James Comey. But we get this in telephone conversations with Donald Trump. FBI Director Comey assured the president-elect that there was no credible evidence that Russia influenced the outcome of the recent U.S. presidential election by hacking the Democratic National Committee and the emails of John Podesta, the chairman of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. What's more, Comey told Trump that James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, agreed with this FBI assessment. The only member of the U.S. intelligence community who was ready to assert that the Russians sanctioned the hacking was John Brennan, the director of the CIA, according to sources who were briefed on Comey's conversations with Trump. And Comey said, and Brennan takes his marching orders from President Obama. That makes sense to me. That makes more sense to me than Russia intervening in an election all the smart people knew could not be won by Trump. And saying that just the right amount of leaking could install him as president. Which, the leaking, all they did, if whoever did this, okay, all they did was we heard what they were up to. We were informed of their innermost workings. Nobody can point out to me, besides them getting out there and saying, well, this is, they got emails and they made the emails public.
Yeah, I would have liked to have been able to do that.
Nobody's disputing what was put out there was authentic. That's the thing. Why would Russia prefer Trump to Clinton? Clinton has shown that she can be a bribe to approve a Russian takeover of strategic American uranium resources. Trump is renowned for surprising people with his moves. That's not how you have a good puppet. The postulation here is that an American is leaking all of this stuff. And that means there was no hack. But I'm see, a hack to me, that this is, how to put this, a hack is where you go in somewhere and you change something. A hack is where you go in and you alter something. A hack is not getting a bunch of email and dumping it out there. You may have to hack to get into it. But Podesta had a Gmail account. That's where all of this comes from. Nobody's talking, you know, everybody's talking about the Russians hacking the DNC. What have they shown from the DNC? All they've shown is what is coming from Podesta. So, I'm waiting to see this one fall by the wayside, and I want to see what the next one's going to be. I really am. I am waiting to see what their next, I don't know, their next claim is going to be as to how Trump won this time, because Trump couldn't possibly have won, you see. It doesn't matter that Hillary didn't get nearly as many votes as she did in 2008 in the primaries against Obama. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that nobody cared about Hillary. Nobody was enthusiastic about Hillary. That doesn't matter. It can't possibly matter. And it also doesn't matter where she was trying. You know, when you're going into a state to win a state, everybody plans on 270 on the Electoral College. Running up the score on the popular vote after a certain point becomes a thing of diminishing returns. She knew that going in. Nobody was talking about the popular vote until they lost it, until they lost the Electoral College. So when we get back, the German defense minister has enraged the Saudis because she refused to wear a headscarf. And that is pretty funny to me. I'll tell you why when we get back. This is Lock and Load. stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. They got some of the best specials you're going to find right now. Right now, go check them out. All right, Germany's Minister of Defense, she has sparked some outrage in Saudi Arabia. And she did this by being a European woman and following her own customs. Her name is Ursula von der Leyen, and she refused to wear a hijab on a visit to Saudi Arabia and instructed her staff that they didn't have to either. Right now, I want you to think about Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now going, the horror. She is not submitting. Islam means submit. Coming from the UK Sun, we get this. The German defense minister has caused outrage in Saudi Arabia after she refused to wear a hijab during an official visit. Ursula von der Leyen and her team did not wear the traditional veil, which is worn by women, or the full-length abaya garment, even though she has claimed to respect the country's customs. Her decision not to wear a hijab during her meeting with the Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud was not met warmly by Saudis, who took to Twitter to express their anger. One translated tweet read, "The German defense minister not wearing the hijab in Saudi was deliberate. This is an insult to Saudi Arabia." According to an Iranian newspaper, von der Leyen said, "No women in my delegation will be required to wear the abaya, as the right to choose one's attire is a right shared by men and women equally." Here we have it the way it should be. Islamic law only applies to Muslims, not non-Muslims. Looking at von der Leyen, and contrast that with the dimmies like the Bush administration, who covered themselves up like they were auctioned off at the slave markets at Raqqa. And it sets an example for the rest of the world that they don't need to kowtow to Islam. And it is not an act of terrorism for people to host a Draw the Prophet Muhammad contest. That's not an act of hate. That's making a statement that you're not subject to the rules of another religion, another system. Furthermore, America shouldn't be required to make religious accommodations in businesses such as fashion, where dress is an important part of the job. Remember the hijabi who sued Abercrombie and Fitch, claiming she had the right to wear a headscarf in the teen clothes fashion store? So they're upset with the German defense minister. That's good. They should get used to not being accommodated. And they need to learn that their religion does not rule others. Maybe Germany could take Ursula von der Leyen and make her the prime minister. Also add this to this from Thomas Lipson. Islam eventually has to come to terms with being one among many religions, which will be extremely difficult. Saudis may be offended by the sight of a female's hair, but many Americans, including me, are offended by fully clothed Muslim women moving around in our cities. If they insist our women cover up when visiting Saudi, then we have the right to insist that their women appear unveiled. That sort of puts it in a nutshell for you. The problem here is that Saudis, if you go to an Islamic country, they expect you to kowtow to the Islamic ways. If they come to your country, they expect you to kowtow to the Islamic ways. You're not allowed to have your own ways. You have to submit. And that's about all you need to know about Islam. You can take that and extrapolate that out, and then you get ISIS. Let's see, according to the Bible, he's not a Jewish. Looking at the chat room about the Electoral College votes, we'll see. One thing that everybody is missing in all of this, because all of the Democratic voters are out there right now saying that they have to, they're going to switch the electors. It has been found in a federal court that the electors have to go the way of the state. It's not up for question. It's not up for question. So nothing changes. This is talking about Nancy Pelosi, who is talking about that they have 30 of the Electoral College. You know, they're saying they're going to switch votes and everything. And okay, fine. You're going to have to get 37 to go where you want to go. And even if you get 37, that still doesn't give it to Clinton. And then it gets thrown to the House. And guess who's president still? Guess who will still be president? So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. As far as Saudi Arabia is concerned and all of Islam, right now there's a couple of things that have just happened. All of the sanctions against Iran are now law because Obama did not sign off on them. Don't know why he didn't do that. I really don't. It's very puzzling as to why he didn't sign off on those to keep that from triggering. But he did, and it is. And now Iran is upset because, you know, it's not enough that Obama gave him $150 billion. So they're upset. So we got the Saudis upset with the Germans, and Iran is upset with us. And, of course, ISIS wants to kill everybody. Syrians want to kill everybody. So, you know, let's see where this goes. Right now what you have in Europe is you have immigration that has been weaponized. And they're trying to take over Europe from the inside. Merkel is signaling that she's going to be getting rid of 100,000 immigrants.
Prayer for
by force, if necessary.
Sergeant Christopher David Beveridge.
Good morning and welcome.
She needs to go ahead and get on with that. Go ahead there, Angela. Start rounding those people up and kicking them out. And then France needs to follow suit. And then as France, I'm surprised France isn't leading the way, leading the charge. Surprised they're not leading the charge. I'm waiting to see a Francit out of there as well. I'm waiting to see Italy and France get out of there. I don't expect to see Germany lead the way to get out of the EU, but I'm still waiting to see all this stuff. So this open stuff. Because if you'll notice, all of these Syrians that had to be resettled, why didn't they go to the UAE? Why didn't they go to Saudi Arabia? Why didn't they go to Jordan, Kuwait, any of these peaceful countries that are out there in the Middle East? Why didn't they go to these places where there is no war? They didn't because Islam is already there. Islam must spread like the contagion that it is. Well, Ursula von der Leyen does not believe that she believes that she's a free woman. She believes that she's German, European, and that she is not a member of Islam, and that she's not going to wear the hijab or the abaya or any of that other nonsense. And that's the way it needs to be in Europe, too, ladies. All of you ladies that don't want to dress, take you know, feel free to dress like that girl did in Saudi Arabia, who's about to get lashed. Such an enlightened group they are. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The second call defense, defending you after you defend yourself. Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Apparently, the people at the Department of Energy, the lifelong bureaucrats that are there, they're mandarins. They're mandarins. They do not believe that they work for you. They believe that you work for them. Because, see, right now, they're refusing to answer the Trump transition team questions about their work. And their hysteria over answering questions has turned into insubordination. See, the Department of Energy is an executive branch department, and that means they work for the executive branch, which means they work for Trump. So whoever works for Trump, when they're speaking for Trump to them, they answer. Now, they may not have to do it right now in all legality, but, you know, It's a short-term thing. Arlette Sands and Mary Alice Parks of ABC News quote the arrogant response of the DOE's spokeshole. The Department of Energy received significant feedback from our workforce throughout the department, including the national labs, following the release of the transition team's questions. Some of the questions asked left many of our workforce unsettled. Even Burnham Snyder, Director of Public Affairs at the Energy Department, said. Our career workforce, including our contractors and employees at our labs, comprise the backbone of DOE and the important work our department does to benefit the American people. We're going to respect the professional and scientific integrity and independence of our employees at our labs and across our department. No, you're not, because you don't work for yourself. You're not autonomous. You work for the president, who works for me and for people listening and for the people that live with them. That's who you work for. And being unsettled is not a legitimate reason to refuse to answer work-related questions from your next incoming boss. You may... You may be getting out there and thinking that that may change on the 20th. It is going to. You're right. Maybe the law regarding presidential transitions does not invest in authority in the incoming team to force compliance. And then that may be the case. So if that is the case, I eagerly await the confirmation of Rick Perry as head of the DOE and his formal order to answer the questions. And that should clear up any questions about the independence of employees who cash a federal paycheck. Nobody is asking people to change scientific data, not like the warmists who adjust temperature readings to obtain those kind of results that they can get, you know, that they want, you know, because it looks good and because they can, you know, it's in the narrative. Eric Worrell at What's Up With That clearly explains what is wrong with this refusal, refusing to provide information to the new administration about what staff do with their work time. To me, suggests the U.S. Department of Energy believes they are a law unto themselves. They think they're above politicians and political cycles and intend to continue wasting money on climate programs regardless of what the new Trump administration wants. I say defund a lot of them. The few important roles they perform, such as overseeing the handling of nuclear material and nuclear waste, can be transferred to other departments. Well, Rick Perry was trying to name the Department of Energy as one of the three federal agencies he would close when the post-surgery drugs clouded his memory. I hope when he is confirmed takes leadership there, he will follow through. There's a fascinating analysis of the questionnaire by Wallace Eisenbach at What's Up With That that demonstrates that the Trump team is highly sophisticated and indeed aiming to change policy at the DOE. And that is what politics is for. It sets policy. Employees who collect pay and lavish benefits from the taxpayers do not set policy. They implement it. If they feel unsettled about the new policy, don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out the door. Here's two examples from Eisenbach of the legitimate and threatening questions being asked. Number one, can you provide a list of all boards, councils, commissions, working groups, and FACAs, which are federal advisory committees, currently active at the department? For each, can you please provide members, meeting schedules, and authorities, statutory or otherwise, under which they were created? That first question would set any bureaucrat's hair on fire. The easiest way to get rid of something is to show it's not properly established, and boom, it is gone. As a, as a businessman, that question shows me that the incoming people know their business and that the first order of business is to jettison the useless, the dead wood. Then, number 17, can you provide a list of all Schedule C appointees, all non-career SES employees, and all presidential appointees requiring Senate confirmation? Can you include their current position and how long they have served at the department? Now, here's the deal. It is basically impossible to fire a government worker unless they held up a bank and were caught in the act. And it'd be nice if you had some full-color video, high resolution to make that stick. Public employee unions are among the world's stupidest and most destructive idea ever. The government unions use their plentiful funds to affect the election of the people who set their pay scale. That should go well. But if you can get rid of their position, then you're not firing them. You just don't have any more work for them. They're trying to figure out who they can cut. And hair is catching fire on all sides with that one. And fortunately, for the soon-to-be former bureaucrats of the DOE, employment in the private sector is likely going to be booming under the next president. So maybe if they were to go, get a good resume service and list all of their quote-unquote accomplishments while at the DOE, We'll see. We will see. We'll see what we get out of it. The Department of Energy, okay? If I were in charge of the Department of Energy, I would identify all of the oil shale fields, and I'd be drilling. I'd be drilling at the Arctic Circle. I'd be drilling everywhere. Everywhere. I'd be fracking. I'd be doing all of it. I would. First thing I would do would be establish energy independence. Everybody's noticed right now that the price of gas is going up right now. It's going up where I live. And I'm fairly insulated. I mean, gas is still under $2 a gallon where I live. But it was under $1.89 a gallon not too long ago, and it's gone up by a dime. And that's because the Saudis and everybody else are talking about, you know, getting out there and cutting back on the supply so the surplus goes away. Cutting back on production, rather. They can, you know, they can do that if they want to. We don't need OPEC. We don't need OPEC. We have $187 trillion worth of oil, gas, natural gas, oil shale here in the United States. We don't need them. We could become the next OPEC quite easily. We could be energy independent and export. We can take all of these wind farms and solar farms and turn them into nice housing subdevelopments. Yeah. Because until it's a mature technology, green energy makes no sense right now. None. No sense. So, $2.60 for diesel in the Bay Area of San Francisco. Is that right, Eric? That's where you're at? That's cheap.
You've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Most of today's liberals... Well, they're really just fascists at heart, and they can't accept losing power. That's why Bush wasn't their president. Right now, they're currently bemoaning the fact that Pantsuit won the popular vote, which, according to them, means she should really be president. Though were the case reversed, we would all know they'd be extolling the virtues of the Electoral College. They're driven by a lust for power, and they don't get that everyone has to follow the rules, demanding that the rules change when you lose so that you can win is a sign of immaturity and an unhealthy need for control. But even if we ignore all that, we don't know if Hillary won the popular vote for the following reasons. Number one, the campaign. Trump campaigned to win the Electoral College because that's how the law works. His people have pointed out that if law was that the popular vote winner won, Trump would have spent more time in states that he couldn't win, like California, in order to get more total votes. In that alternate reality, would Trump have won? Neither we nor the Democrats have any idea, but it's clearly unfair to say that Trump lost because he didn't follow the rules that weren't rules during the election up to the point of them losing. Number two, it's voter fraud. Everyone knows that Democrats are the kings of voter fraud. The dead are regular voters in Chicago, for example. Similarly, it's not an accident that California gave driver's licenses to illegals in early 2016, and Obama told them that it would be safe for them to vote right before the election. A study of the 2008 and 2010 election shows significant voting by illegals. If you take away California and Hillary's popular vote victory disappears. Those states where there are strong movements to get illegals voting, which includes California and New York, went heavily for Hillary. That indicates that voter fraud may have played a more significant role than liberals will want to admit. No one knows for sure how many people illegally voted, but we can be sure that they voted for Hillary. As a result, no one can say for sure that absent illegal votes, Hillary still would have won the popular vote. Number three, it's the uncounted votes. In some states, if the number or if the number of uncounted ballots is less than the victory margin, the ballots are never counted. So then we can't know what the actual popular total vote is. That might sound shocking, but since the popular vote total doesn't matter, why would you bother to keep track of it? Uncounted ballots tend to be absentee ballots that tend to favor Republicans, and that means that it's quite possible that if all the ballots were counted, Trump could win the popular vote. Most of your absentee ballots are military. Number four, it is the voter suppression. There is voter suppression in the U.S., but it's being done by the liberals. in California, you know, we also heard there was more votes for senators. In California, there was no Republican candidate for the Senate because California's voters passed an initiative that had the two highest vote getters in an open primary face each other in the general election. So there were two Democrats running against each other for the Senate. Now, while racist Democrats claim that black Americans are too stupid to get photo IDs, those same Democrats think that Republicans being denied a candidate on the ballot won't keep Republicans from voting. The reality is that in California, which everyone knew Trump would lose, the lack of a Republican Senate candidate meant that some Republicans didn't bother to vote. We're not going to know how many, but we can be pretty sure they'd have voted for Trump, reducing Hillary's supposed lead. Item number five, it is the Trump factor. It's no secret that a lot of people held their noses to vote for Mr. Trump. Many people in states that were never going to go for Trump, such as California and Virginia, didn't vote for Trump because they knew it wouldn't help Hillary, whom they disliked even more, and it made them feel like they weren't supporting Trump. Those people knew that their ballots would have counted. They would have voted for Trump. Number six, the laziness factor. The reality is that many people vote only because of the presidential race. The media worked really hard to make it clear to the residents of many states that their vote would have no impact on who was elected president precisely because of the Electoral College. For the liberal media to now argue that all those Republicans who didn't vote because the media told them their votes were worthless shouldn't be counted if we suddenly decide to go by the popular vote is typical liberal dishonesty. Even if we ignore the fact that the election was about the Electoral College, not about the popular vote, we have no way of knowing if Hillary did win the popular vote. Similarly, we have no way of knowing that Hillary would have won the popular vote if the voters and Trump had known the winner would be decided by the popular vote. So when your liberal friends start to spout about the popular vote, now you're ready to explain why the whole popular vote issue is another example of fake news. All up to this election, I heard about the blue wall. Okay? I heard about the blue wall, which she lost all of those states. I heard about the fastest route to 270. I heard that she was going to get 386 electoral votes. I heard that North Carolina was going to go for her. I heard South Carolina was in play. I heard all of these things. Nobody cared about the popular vote. Nobody cared about that. The popular vote is designed. Listen, the Electoral College is designed to do this, okay? In all states but two, the winner takes all. So when somebody wins a state, based upon that population in that state, based upon how many representatives and senators they have in that state, that is where they get those electoral vote numbers. California has 53 representatives and two senators, so they get 55. In my state of South Carolina, we have 7 representatives and 2 senators, or maybe we have 8 now, I'm not sure. But You know, we have either 10 or I don't know how it breaks down. We don't have that many because we're not that big. So, and that's the way it goes. And these people, like the super guy in Texas, he's breaking the law. He's breaking the law. In Colorado, just the other day, in Colorado, a Colorado district judge, a Clinton appointee, told the Colorado electors they had to go the way of the state. That they this is not one of these games where you get to get out there and vote your conscience. It has never been this way before. I've heard rumbles of it before, but it has never been to this degree where everybody's talking about, well, they can change. No, they can't. They cannot. This whole thing where we get out there and, well, you know, this rule says this, but I don't think it really means that. Yeah, it does mean that. It does mean that. So I am totally unperturbed by all of this stuff. Right now, Trump is setting up his cabinet. And I think he's three positions away from having it set. Right now, Trump is getting ready to assume power. Obama, the one presidential thing he has done has been to talk about how smooth the transition of power was between him and Bush. And that's what he wants to leave office with. He wants to leave with a smooth transition of power. If you will notice, we've never seen Bush. I have never seen Bush get out there and criticize Obama. As a matter of fact, Michelle Obama loves George W. Bush. Loves him. I don't know why, but she does. We'll see what we see. We're going to keep hearing about this stuff in the news because there is no other real news going on right now. I mean, it can't possibly be because Hillary sucked as a candidate. She didn't know how to campaign. She didn't have an economic policy. Nobody trusted her. She wasn't actually winning when they thought she was. The polls were wrong. All that other stuff. None of that could possibly be the case. It had to be the Russians or the electors are going to change or any of that stuff. That's why I'm spending most of my time Christmas shopping. Coming up next, we're supposed to be joined by Sam Hoover of Alien Gear Holsters. We're going to talk all things concealed carry. Hour number two is coming up. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.